What are your thoughts on the way that rappers kind of set forth the image that it's okay for the girl to be promiscuous, you know, that negative stuff?
I know. You know what? It's one of those things. On one hand, like, every artist has their own, you know, way that they need to portray themselves. And I don't think any artist should, I guess, veto themselves, you know what I'm saying? Like, and not do certain things. But I think people need to understand that you once you're in the spotlight, you do have a certain responsibility. Mm-hmm. You just do. But yeah, I don't know. I guess the biggest way, the only thing I could really, really say is, like, if I had kids, I wouldn't let them watch certain things. Okay. I wouldn't let them listen to certain girls. Like, yeah, man, it's not enough positive images out there. I don't think.
I agree.
Yeah.
Is that one of the reasons why you got involved with the mentoring program?
Absolutely, man. I think, you know, I'm working with Big Brothers, Big Sisters of America. And when they first came to me, you know, the reason why I said yes was because they were from Philly.
Mm-hmm.
Anything Philly that's in Philly, Philly all day. So anything from Philly, I'm down with. But then once I talked to the organization, and then I got to hang out with what they call bigs and littles.
Mm-hmm.
Once I got to hang out with them, I fell in love. And now it's like my little fire now. It's like, right, my little passion. And, you know, their biggest thing is they need black men, black and Latino,
really,
men. Yeah, they said there's like little black boys just on the waiting list waiting for their mentor. Yes,
that.
Please do. If you, I'm
urging.
I've
been praying about it and thinking about it.
Yes.
I think this might be something.
I urge you, if you're thinking about it, just check into it. You know, go to the website, bigbrothersbigsisters.org. It's an amazing organization. They do background checks, which.
I'm good, though.
Okay. I'm good. But, you know, and they require at least, hopefully a 2-year commitment if you can.
Okay.
But, you know, it's just a good thing to do. And even if you can't do it that way, support in other ways if you can. It really is. It's important, man. There's a lot of these kids out here that are just lost and feel like they don't have nobody to talk to, nobody to turn to. And what's raising them is these videos and these songs. And, you know, they need to hear a different perspective. That's
right.
It.
Right.
So,
Eve, do you think we could ever get you, Missy Elliott, Trina, Nicki, Little Kim on the record? Because I feel
I would love to.
That's what the industry is missing
now. Well, me, Trina, and Kim are on the record. I mean, sorry, me, Missy, and Kim are on the record right now for Missy's album.
Really?
I would love to,
Dope.
Yes, and I'm trying to figure out before, because we got to close the record, but I'm trying to get Missy on the record on my record. But
we need that.
I would love to. This is the thing. Me, I'm good with everybody. I don't do beef. I don't do all that other. I think it's a good look for all of us, you know. But at the end of the day, you have to ask those other girls.
Right.
Ask the other girls.
Going back from when you came into the game,
yeah,
the ups and downs, and even to now, how do you think you have changed?
Oh, I changed a lot. I mean, you know, I think the biggest change is probably just my resilience. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I first got in the game, so many things happened and my feelings got hurt so often. And I think, you know, but I'm happy all of that happened, because now it's like, now I know how to sit back and look at things a little differently and know not everything is personal.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, man, yeah. I'm definitely resilient. The game makes you strong.
Now, when you first came out, were you the one to have 100 people with you?
Oh, yeah.
So
oh,
now,
man. Please, you know how it is. It's like, especially, where did I come from?
Right,
Rough Riders
Philly.
All day. I had 50 dudes with me. This whole room would have been filled up, which I kind of miss sometimes. I can't lie. I do be missing that. Like,
it's
protective. Oh, it's expensive. Yes. Yes. And it can become a problem, too.
Uh-huh.
But, now it's business. For
right.
me, it's more of a business. I still have fun. I'm a blessed and I love what I do, but you just don't want the hangers on if you don't need them. Period.
Right.
Point blank. Like, that's it.